Their real name is After 8 Dark Chocolate Mint Thins, but everyone knows them simply as After 8s. If you are a fan of mint chocolate, you have no doubt tried them. They are sold in more than 50 countries, but the UK is where they are most popular. So, what is the story behind After 8s? And how were they first made? As it turns out, the answer to the second question remains a tightly guarded secret. After 8s were invented in the early 1960s by Brian Sollett, a confectioner at Roundtree Company Limited in York. He had started working there as an apprentice when he was 15, inspired, after a childhood of wartime rationing, to create a treat both stylish and accessibly priced. In his 20s, he made a delicate peppermint fondant and covered it with a thin layer of dark chocolate. This was quite an achievement from a technical point of view. In fact, the secret to prevent the liquid fondant from oozing out has never been disclosed. Before the 1960s, chocolate products were seen as luxurious because they needed to be kept cool, especially during summer. The presence of refrigerators in nearly every home meant that chocolate was now within everyone's reach, but it still retained a certain prestige. At a time when the middle classes aspired to a more stylish way of life, After 8 mints became an economical way to acquire it. After dinner mints had become a hallmark of dinner parties, and Sollett's creation became a firm favourite. The elegant modern packaging was a marketing success and helped consolidate their popularity. Over time, After 8s lost their classy image and became a rather old-fashioned treat, although one that is still a best-seller. The original recipe was dairy-free, but after Nestlé bought the brand, butterfat was added to the mixture. Brian Sollett became one of the world's biggest collectors of After 8 memorabilia, and he celebrated the 50th anniversary of his chocolate mints in 2012 by making a 3-kilogram After 8. He presented it to the British Parliament, and later said that it was the proudest moment of his life.